Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Scent of Jasmine by Jude Devereaux, narrated by Gabra Zachman.
Chapter 1. Charleston, South Carolina, 1799.
Think about the Highlands, T.C. Connor said to his goddaughter, Kay. Think about your father's homeland, of the people there. He was the laird, so that means you're the laird's daughter, which means...
Do you think my father would want me to do what you're asking of me? Kay asked, her thick-lashed eyes smiling at him.
T.C. lay on his bed with a splint from his knee to his hip. He'd broken his leg just hours before and grimaced from pain at the slightest movement, but he gave Kay a weak smile.
If your father knew what I was asking of his precious daughter, he'd tie me to a wagon and drag me across a couple of mountains.
I'll go, Hope said from the other side of the bed. I'll take a carriage and...
T.C. put his hand over hers and looked at her fondly. Hope was the only child of Bathsheba and Isaac Chapman. Her beautiful young mother had died years before, while her grumpy, unpleasable old father lingered on. T.C. Connor claimed he was just a friend of the family. But Kay had heard whispers among the women that there had been more between Bathsheba and T.C. than just friendship. It was even whispered that T.C. could possibly be Hope's father.
That's very kind of you to offer, dear, but...
He trailed off, not wanting to state the obvious. Hope had been raised in a city, and she'd never been on the back of a horse. She traveled only in carriages. And also, she'd fallen down...